week ago today, Secretary of Defense William Perry announced that Iraq would very soon learn that the United States was not playing games. Perry's statement came after Iraq fired a missile at two U.S. jets patrolling Iraq's northern no-fly zone. The missile did not come close to hitting the planes, but Perry warned that any U.S. response would be disproportionate to the provocation. Since then, Perry's comments have been far more reserved, and unless there are further threats from Saddam Hussein, more U.S. strikes against Iraq are not expected. NPR's Martha Raddatz takes a look back at the last week to see what it says about U.S. policy and American credibility.
There will forever be debate about the wisdom of the initial U.S. cruise missile attacks on Iraq, but what has happened since has raised even more questions. Early last week, after determining that Saddam Hussein's air defense operations had been significantly degraded by the U.S. strikes, President Clinton declared mission accomplished. Apparently, not everyone thought so, however. On Wednesday, Iraq tried to shoot down a pair of U.S. fighter jets. It was a very weak attempt, but prompted very strong words from Defense Secretary William Perry.
Iraq air defense crews are playing some kind of a game. They will very soon learn that we are not playing games. We have both the ability and the resolve to protect our interests and to protect our flight crews.
Perry dispatched stealth bombers, B-52s, and an additional aircraft carrier, making an attack seem imminent. And lest anyone think that it would be a missile-for-missile kind of strike, Perry set them straight.
The responses that we will make will be disproportionate with the provocations which are made against us.
The words were no sooner out of Perry's mouth than the White House began reeling him in. A U.S. official said it was the word disproportionate that most surprised and riled the White House. The official said Perry was way outside the pale with his comments. It didn't take long for the defense secretary to get back on the same page, however.
I have told you the actions we have taken to prepare for a military action if that becomes necessary. I hope that is not necessary. We do not want to take that action.
But both Pentagon officials and White House officials confirmed that there was a consensus among the various agencies charged with national security that there would be a massive strike against Iraq if the U.S. was provoked. Brent Scowcroft, who was national security advisor under Presidents Ford and Bush, said he doesn't think Perry's remarks came out of nowhere.
He's a very careful person. On the other hand, he has from time to time gotten out in front of the administration, usually on the tough side of issues. So this is not unprecedented. But I think he either misunderstood what the policy was, or indeed the White House changed its mind as to what it needed to do and saw further responses as dragging us deeper into a quagmire, which could become a very negative issue in the campaign for the president.
A Defense Department official said much the same. Bill Perry said the official is not the kind of guy who on his own would make warlike statements. He did what was expected of him, said the official. But when someone at the White House read the tea leaves and the polls, they started backing off. A White House official denies that, saying that Perry just spoke too soon, that the U.S. was ready to smack the Iraqis if they continued to challenge the Americans. They just wanted to give Saddam some time to comply with U.S. demands. But Brent Scowcroft thinks coordination is the key to all of this.
You've got to say that coordination on this issue has not been good. And it's hard to tell how it has been within the administration, but between the administration and the Congress and our allies, it's been terrible.
And, says Scowcroft, the planning has not been so good either, saying mission accomplished should not have ended the process.
The important thing to do in any crisis like this is not just look at the next move, but the next counter move and the next move and the next counter move as far down as you can look in order to make sure that in the end you end up ahead rather than behind. And it seems to me that that didn't happen in this case.
The result of all this, says Scowcroft, is damaged credibility. Last week, Secretary Perry left the strong impression that Iraq would be punished for actions already taken against U.S. interests, and that has not happened. Scowcroft says, if you say you're going to do something, then you need to do it. And if you don't, you'll be taken advantage of. It's just that simple. I'm Martha Raddatz in Washington.